Lord, you are our melody. You are the harmony. You are the song. You are our salvation. And you have become our song. May you be the center and the only one, not only worthy to be worshipped. May we worship no other thing, no other creation but you. Even when there are no instruments, when everything is stripped away like Job, naked we came into this world. Naked we will go. We brought nothing. It is certain we will go with nothing. But one thing, Lord, may we be found as part of those you are seeking for. True worshipers who will worship you, the Father, in spirit and in truth. Lord, we ask for the grace, more understanding of what it means to worship you. Thank you. And thank you for all these children. We ask for your blessing to be upon them. We ask for more understanding. We ask like you, Lord Jesus, this our children will increase in stature, in wisdom, in favor with God and with man. They will wax stronger and stronger in the spirit. They will grow in grace and knowledge of you, our Lord Jesus. And Lord, you will preserve every one of us till eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Wow, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And with great joy, glad tidings, we want to thank God. You know, there are some things we take for granted. To the glory of God, my wife and I still need you, sir. Yeah. We went to Madrid. We have been in a conference with our general overseer since Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we came back. Well, the conference ended in the early hours of Saturday morning. And we had to stay awake to fly back to the UK yesterday. And, you know, there are some things you just take for granted. You know, it just dawned, seriously dawned, you know, on me that you fly in the air, fly overseas, over, you go out, you come in, and you come back safe. You come back in one piece. It is worth thanking God for. You know, you're inside that metal floating in the sky. And your life is in the hands of whoever the pilot is. Because the pilot can decide to crash the plane. What will you do? Nothing. But we'll give God the glory. And so good to have the fellowship. We came back. I would say personally, I came back repented, refreshed, rested. And there are some things at times we take for granted. You know, I was looking at our general overseer, Pastor Adeboye, and Mommy Gio, Pastor Folo Adeboye. And I realized that these people are not getting any younger. Still transversing the old world, preaching the same gospel. I told my wife I will forever cherish a picture, and I was repenting that, Lord, if I've treated this with a bit of levity, have mercy on me. This was a younger version of the general overseer when he was laying hands on me and, you know, ordaining me into the ministry. I had to go and dig for that picture, and I hung it. I brought it out, and I just realized, even me, I'm not getting any younger. But we thank God for the grace, the mercy, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that keeps us going. And if anyone thinks they are old, too old to serve, then you need to look at our general overseer. 83 years old this year, was he 83? 82. Well, he's begun his 83rd year. Still going strong and preaching. Can we just say a prayer for our general overseer, Daddy Gio, Pastor Adeboye, and Mommy Folu Adeboye? Please, can we just pray for them? I began to look at what these people have suffered, even for the gospel's sake. Some of us may not know they've lost two of their children. One, a full-grown adult, pastoring, doing this work, and yet they still stand up and keep preaching. They've not given up. How painful it is to see your own son grow up, become a pastor, going about preaching, and one day they carry his corpse back to the camp. At times we forget that these people are human. Lord, we lift Pastor Adeboye, Adejari Adeboye Enoch. Lord, our Father in the faith, our Father in the Lord. And Lord, Mommy Folu Adeboye, strengthen them at this time. Nobody sees them in their secret place when they are hurting, when they are mourning, when they are sad. Nobody. We see them right there on the platform, and everyone's demanding what they have. Lord, we pray for them today. We want to be Aaron and all to them. Even if it's just today, Lord, we lift their hands, their feeble knees. Lord, we pray for your grace and strength. We pray, Lord, they've gone through different experiences like Job, yet they still carry on. We thank you for the living examples that they have been to us. And we pray for yours, for strength for them. We pray for grace for them. We pray that, Lord, at this time, they will be lifted. We pray for the comfort of your Holy Spirit upon and within them. We pray for the entire Adeboye family. Lord, be with them, strengthen them, comfort them at this time. Father, we thank you. Preserve them, preserve this whole family for your glory. And Lord, at the end of the age, they will hear, well done, good and faithful servant, to enter into the joy of your kingdom. And together all of us will. For your glory we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. We have the next generation. We have to seriously, you know, while we were, you know, on our way to Madrid, where the conference was, you know, so strongly impressed on my heart. And I was telling my wife, this has been bothering me since we came back from the lockdown, that we need to start investing. We need to start taking our young children seriously. And that was why when we came out of lockdown, we literally dissolved every, what we used to call, department within the church. Because God told us a new altar and a new earth. We should bring him a new vessel so that he can pour new wine. God does not pour old wine into old wineskin. So we asked everybody, if you are still willing to serve post-lockdown, we're starting all over again. But emphasis, we want our children, every single team that replaces what used to be known as department, we want a child in that team. Whether it's our media, it's our technical, audio and technical, welcomes team, the ushers. We want a child. Whether it's our worship team, we want a representation of a child. A child must be serving. I want to encourage you parents, because I sense it's more of a warning. I've held a secret meeting with parents, and I'll say this publicly. Encourage your children right from now to start serving the Lord, to start knowing. If they don't know the Lord, listen to this, let them at least start serving. You may not understand that divine strategy that they are serving even before they know. Do you know what it means to train a child? Just look at a train. A train has carriages, and the head that pulls all the carriages is the engine. You are like the engine. You make sure your carriages, your children are tied to you, and you, the engine, as you're going, you are taking them. They are following you. Listen, the enemy is very busy training our children. If you think, you know, you wait for them. TikTok has become the parents and the mentors. Social media. So many things your child, as young, I'm trying to remember the youngest child in this church once I saw handling handling an iPad. Because how old was Noah when he started handling a device? It was just one. One day, my iPad was there, I just went on it. I don't even know how he got my code. And straight away, he went on YouTube. And he put in what he was wanted to listen. A one-year-old child. They are exposed. And if we don't do something, and when I say do, be very intentional. Oh, they're children. Oh, you know, leave them. Listen, if you don't come to church to serve, please let your children come. Just drop them, go home. You can go and sleep. After all, the Bible says old men and old women will dream dreams. You can go home and dream. But let the anointing, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, come upon these children. Even from the womb. John the Baptist was filled from the womb. Listen, I'm saying this and I'm sounding an alarm. So we are making it, I don't want to use the word mandatory, but I will use the word mandatory. If your child is like, okay, let me put it this way. Your child can handle any device. Please see us. We will put every child in this church in a team. Even if it's just to observe, to learn. I'm waiting for that day that all of us adults will sit down. A child will be on that media console. See, the children are already there. Daniel is there, understudying the camera. You see, where are the children? Okay, some of them have gone out, right? But the children who are serving in different teams, can you stand up? Please, let's clap for them. They are already serving. So please, let your child register, and please see me or see our executive administrator. We will assign every child into at least a team within the church. Let them start serving. We are moving to Rehoboth Cathedral, and the first priority there is the chapel. And that chapel is going to be filled with secondary school age children. I've already told the teenagers in this church that you are starting that. The services there on our behalf. The main chapel belongs to you. And that place will be filled with young children, young adults, serving, knowing, growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. If I say you are blessed in the morning, your amen will be louder. That place will be filled with children. Amen. Serving, knowing God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Lord, strip us away of everything that is hindering us, hindering our children from serving you, from knowing you. Strip us. Strip us, Lord. Yeshua, Jehovah, strip us like you stripped Abraham. And you turned him into an Abraham. Have mercy. Thank you, Lord, as we open your word. Open our understanding right now. Father, we thank you for the entrance of your word that brings light and gives us understanding. In Jesus' name. In Genesis and chapter 22, I'll just briefly share. I've just got a few more minutes. Wherever we stop, if the Lord tarries, we'll continue next week. In Genesis and chapter 22, we see Abraham, God coming to Abraham to test Abraham. And the test of Abraham was to strip Abraham away from the child, the one he loved, his son. The Lord was very specific. Your only son Isaac, whom you love. God was specific to Abraham. I want you to get out. I want you to leave and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. We know this story. And if we look at this story, like we understood previously, it's like God coming to you and asking you to give up something that means so much to you. And a burnt offering is 100%. It's not a tithe. A tithe is 10%. Some of us even still struggle to give 10%. But God is asking 100%. Give this to me. So your Isaac, my Isaac, can be something we value so much that we are not ready to part away. And God is asking that he wants to strip us of that thing where we are not attached to anything. And our focus is solely gazed on the giver, the maker, the creator of everything. That is what true worship is. You know, when we were in Madrid, Spain, and the general overseer, Pastor Adebwe, was teaching, I was almost pinching my wife, that he's began to talk about worship. And he spent so much time talking about worship and reiterating almost everything God has been speaking to us since December, before we enter 2024. God is seeking for true worshipers. Those who will genuinely, sincerely worship him in spirit and truth. Giving up everything. Sacrificing everything. That is what true worship is. Can I give up something today that means so much to us? Just because of God. And then, of course, we see that he didn't argue with God. He woke up early in the morning and he went to sacrifice. And he used the word worship. We see that in the Bible, where the word worship literally if you do a chronological search of the Bible, was used. It was Abraham who used the word worship in the context of him going to sacrifice the son that meant everything to him. He said he was going to go and he would go to the mountain, himself and the young son, and they were going to worship. That is worship. Worship involves sacrifice. Sacrifice means I'm ready to give up something. And I want to thank our lovely sister, Shemfumi. She was explaining during one of the prayer altars we hold at 12 noon and 6 p.m. every single day. That itself is worship. I was just thanking God that how on this earth, as a church, have we been praying at 12 noon every day, 6 p.m. every day, for the past 3 years, nonstop, keeping the fire on the altar burning. It can only be God, it can only be by the Spirit of God. So thank you, Sheo, for me. She was explaining the difference between when you want to give up something and when you have been stripped of something. You give up, that is willingly, but you are stripped, that doesn't really include your will. It's like something is taken away from you. Look at your life and try and do a reflection. When some things are taken away, how do we react? How do we respond? And I would just want to, I just feel we should pray for my mother-in-law, my wife's mom. I don't know if she's watching, but she literally told us she's preparing to go to heaven. She turned 90 last year. I don't know, Grandma, if you're watching, but we love you. And I just want to seize this opportunity. Please, can we just pray that the Lord will give her body peace, grant her rest spiritually, physically, emotionally. Lord, we thank you for her life and we bless her today. Father, we declare it is well with her. And Lord, when it is time for her, Lord, it will be glorious to be with you in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Sorry, I just had to do that. I was led to do that. So, Abraham was ready too, and he didn't argue. And that began to get me curious. So I've been studying, and I was led to go back to Genesis 12. So we will highlight some things about Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, he was not known as Abraham. He was known as Abram. So today I want to talk about the stripping of Abram to Abraham. In Genesis 12, let's look at the things that God was trying to strip Abram from before he became an Abraham in Genesis 22, where he was ready to let go. In Genesis 12, we've looked at this. He did not know God, but God appears to him. And God tells him, I want to strip you away from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house. Listen, these three things are very crucial in the life of a human being. Where the influence of your country is not what is operating in your service to God. You know, you hear people say, oh, you know, this is how we do it back home. This is how we do it from where I'm from. This is how we worship. Listen, it's not about how we worship, it's how he that we are worshiping wants us, wants to be worshiped. Jesus said, you worship what you don't know. It's not as if you're not worshiping, but you're not worshiping the way the one who's asking for true worship demands. So you were stripped from the influence of country, the influence of relatives, and our father's house. So God stripped him away. You think that was easy? It wasn't easy, and that's why I couldn't let go of Lot. Lot was his nephew. He was meant to be stripped away from Lot. But he took Lot with him. It was a relative. Now we go to Genesis chapter 13. I'll just run the commentary in chapter 13 of Genesis. The same Lot that he took, that he unfortunately did not want to let go, he had to let go in Genesis chapter 13. Lot literally means a covering, a veil. There are some things that cover our eyes. And especially when we are too attached to family, too attached to country, too attached to relatives. You know, I've heard people will boast, in my father's house, this is the way we behave. In my father's, have some of us not noticed some patterns from our father's houses? In your father's house, every male gets married and gets divorced. Is that what you want to hold on to? In your father's house, so and so is happening, one generation to the other. I know a particular family, all the ladies, they are so beautiful. I'm not joking, none of them is married. None of them. Very pretty, pretty. Father's house. Is that what? But God wants to strip us away from things like that, the influence. And that's why when we come into Christ, the Bible says, if any man is in Christ Jesus, what? He's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things, they become new. Stripping us away. Lot literally means a covering, a veil. I pray anything covering your eyes, any veil covering your destiny will be removed through the hearing of this word today. In the name of Jesus. Lot had to separate from him. He had to be stripped away. Lot got into trouble. He went to Sodom. But God began to speak to Abraham after Lot went. Hear what God said. After there was that stripping. Let's go to verse. I want to just let us see. You know, my time is almost up. The Bible says that Abraham, I'm trying to see exactly, because I want you to see exactly what the Bible says. Verse 14. Genesis 13, 14. If the media can bring it up quickly. Look at what happened. After the covering the veil was removed, blessing came. The Bible says, and the Lord said to Abraham, when? After Lot was had separated. Lift your eyes now. Now look. So he couldn't see before. There was a covering. Look from where you are. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. Verse 15. All the land you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. But there had to be a stripping away. What happened before the stripping away? Strife. We were dealing with strife in the discipleship class this morning. And I shared how strife, some of us just meddle and play and enjoy being in strife with people. No, I'm not talking to you again. I'm fighting you. They said something. They didn't love me. They didn't show me love. And because of that, you walk away from fellowship. You walk away from people. Once you enter into strife, James chapter 3 verse 15. Sorry, James 3, 16. Where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Every. Just get into strife. Get into strife with your wife. Get into strife with your neighbor. Get into strife with your husband. Get into strife with the people in your work. Just enjoy strife. You have opened the door to the destroyer. I had a lot of repenting to do personally. I'm not interested. Fight, quarrel. No, it takes two to tango. If you want to tango, tango by yourself, I will not be number two. I will remain one with the Lord. You know, there's this saying, one with the Lord is a majority. It is very true. I'd rather be on the Lord's side. Have you met people? They just want to fight. They just want to trick you, get you into something. I am not interested. Listen, strife will open the door to the devil. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will be stripped away from every strife. The Bible says God has delivered us from the strivings of the people. Somewhere in the book of Psalms. Say, people that you do not know will serve, they will serve you. But you have to be delivered from the strivings of men, women, people who just want to trouble your Israel. And make sure you are not the troubler of your own Israel. So we see that in Genesis chapter 13. He had to be stripped away from Lot. Now let's jump to Genesis chapter 14. We now see God revealing himself to Abram as the Lord God, the possessor of the heaven and the earth. And you know what? It's in that Genesis chapter 14, we first see the issue of tithe. Abraham, the Bible says, he gave tithes. I think it's verse 22. After he had an understanding, a revelation of God as the possessor of the heaven and the earth. Let me tell you why you can't even give 10%. Because you don't know God as the possessor and the owner. You don't know him as your source. You think that everything you're doing, right, is because that's why you are where you are today. Listen, let one tiny, what's this thing? Is it when there's a blood clot? I'm treading places I shouldn't go now. Is it a blood clot? What's this thing that when there's a blockage and the oxygen cannot flow? Whatever. Okay. Embryo. And then what happens is that there's a blockage. Okay. Let me try and explain. You help me, Dr. Patrick. The blood that carries oxygen, something is blocking it. Embryolus. Did I get it right? Let embryolus just happen and you are struggling to breathe. You will see that it's not your power or your might that is keeping you alive. It's just struggle to breathe. I pray in the name of Jesus, anyone that is suffering from a blood clot, Father, by the precious blood of Jesus, let there be a flushing. Let there be, Lord, a free passage of the blood. Let the clot, let the blockage be removed from every artery, from every vein now. In the name of Jesus. Let the breath of the Almighty come upon you. Let the Spirit of the Lord God heal you right now. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, I rebuke every blood clot in the name of Jesus. He gives a tenth. He separates. He starts stripping himself away. The Bible said he gave a tenth of everything. Where's that scripture? He gave a tenth. So look at it. Everything Abraham had, he stripped himself, voluntary stripping, and gave a tenth of it to the Lord. One tenth. But listen, worship is 100%, not even a tenth. But if you are struggling with a tenth, your worship is questionable. Let's move on. Genesis chapter 15. What did we see? Abraham being stripped off again. God comes and reveals himself as his shield. Says, I'm your shield and your great reward. And Abraham has an understanding in Genesis 15 of God as the Lord God. That is Adonai Yehovah. Adonai, that means the Lord God. I don't have time to go into that. But listen, God had to help Abraham and give him a new vision. Abraham was still there and telling God in Genesis chapter 15, look at me, I am childless. I know you've promised, but I don't have a child. So we're looking at Abraham before he became Abraham that was blessed with an Isaac. And the same Isaac God is saying, give to me. The same Abraham. God, the Bible says here, when you look at Genesis 15, he was telling God, what are you going to give me? He said, Lord God, that's the word Adonai, Jehovah. A revelation of God. Adonai means master, owner, maker. He began now to see God as his master, as his owner, and as his maker. So what are you going to give me that I'm childless? And God, first of all, did something. He stripped Abraham away from his old vision. He says, Abraham, come out. And look up Can you see the stars? God blessed Yara, or was it Ara who drew stars? Say, can you see them? Can you number them? God had to give him a new vision. He began to see. And I'm praying for somebody today that God will strip you of that old vision. All you see is your past. And your past, for as long as you keep dwelling on the past, you cannot move into the present. God needs to strip us of old vision and give you a new vision. I pray in the name of Jesus, as the prophet prayed for his servant, that Lord, open his eyes to see that there's a chariot. There are more for you, more for us than against us. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will open your eyes and you begin to see what God wants you to see. Please, can you come on quickly, and Franklin? In the name of Jesus, God had to strip him away and he began to see. And after that, God makes a covenant. A covenant is an agreement, and it's usually between the stronger and the weaker. What happens is you enter a covenant with someone who is stronger than you, which means everything they have belongs to you. All you have is your weakness. I always love this. Anytime I am feeling so down, so weak, this scripture comes to me. When I'm weak, that's when his strength is made perfect. Can you rise to your feet today? Are you experiencing any weakness in any area? Is there some things that needs to be stripped? Can you pray? And can I pray for somebody today? Give your lives. There is the principle of living. If a man and a woman, if they don't leave father and mother, they will never enjoy the mystery of cleaving and becoming one. Abraham, leave your country. Leave your relatives. Leave your father's house. Is there anything that needs to be stripped? God is saying, leave the world. Come. Leave unrighteousness and come into the light. Can somebody pray right now? And I'm praying with someone that wants to leave the system. Somebody's praying, Lord, give me a new vision. I'm telling you, that is why some of us are still living and going around in circles. We are making movement, but not making progress. In the name of Jesus, I pray today you will be stripped from every retrogression in your life. In the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone here, and I'm making it bold, and you are bold to come out right here, and you want me to pray for you quickly, pray for you, you want to give your heart to the Lord, or you want to rededicate, there is nothing to be ashamed of. Come out quickly. I'm about to hand the microphone for the announcements. We do not have time. Let the rest of us begin to pray. Whatever God has spoken to you, whatever way this message has touched you, you pray along those lines. God bless anyone that is coming out quickly. You are coming out. Please do so quickly. Surrender your heart. Surrender your life. Dedicate your life in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter who is looking at you. The reason why some of us don't usually come out is because of the sentiments. Family, people, I've been in church. You want to rededicate your life, come out. You want to give your life to Jesus, come out quickly. I'm about to drop the microphone and I want to pray. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Please, everyone praying all over the place. And if you are online, just indicate. Just indicate this is what you're doing. This is what you are doing. Lord, when all is stripped away, Lord, we will still worship you. Are there things that have been stripping? Are you in strife? Drop it right now. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive. Be gentle unto all men, apt to teach. Patient in meekness. instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Father, we just thank you. Lord, I know your word never returns to you void. I know your word always accomplishes what you please. I know your word prospers where you have sent it. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive every prosperity your word brings. We receive the healing your word brings. Please lift up your hands like you are receiving something. Like you are receiving, and whatever you are receiving, tell the Lord right now. There is a release of good and perfect gifts from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Please, let's do that quickly, quickly, quickly. Lord, I can see, I can hear, but I'm seeing. The Lord is saying you have to let go. You are holding on to something, and if you don't let go, I will not be able to place what I have to give you. You have to let go. Your feet, your fist is tight fisted because you are holding on. But I want to give you, says the Lord, for as long as you are tight fisted and still holding on, you cannot receive from me. So symbolic, those of us, as you are lifting up your hands, just tell the Lord what you are letting go of. Let it go in the name of Jesus, and watch the Lord bless you. Watch the Lord leave, come out from that darkness, come out from the unfruitful works of darkness, says the Lord, and come into the light. Lord, strip me, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. You have to let go, release, says the Lord. You know what it is? I do not know. I'm just echoing. I am just saying what I'm hearing. For as long, I repeat, says the Spirit of the Lord, for as long as you are still holding on, I will not be able to place what I have for you in your hands. Release. I am seeing a woman. You are shaking your head. No. You are saying no. No. Listen. Release, says the Lord. Let go. Holy Spirit, I pray, you are not the spirit of confusion. You are the spirit of truth. Confirm every word today spoken by your spirit with signs following in the name of Jesus. And I speak to you, you are cleansed from this word you heard today in the name of Jesus. Please, let's just go into a time of thanksgiving. Just begin to thank the Lord for what you know has happened to you today.